Nie ma tych
pałek.
In Parshas Lech Lecha, we encounter for the first time the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and the Sefer Chinuch's Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's mitzvah number two. What I'd like to discuss today is a recent psak that was issued by the Beit Din Rabbani in Be'er Sheva pertaining to the following situation. The psak was authored by a Rabbi Avram Tzvi Goldman, who I never heard of before. So wanting to know who he was, I Googled him, and the first thing that came up was an entry from an Israeli website called Viki Shiva. So according to Viki Shiva, he is a dayan on the Beis Din Rabbani in Be'er Sheva. He's around my age, and he's also the Rosh Kollel of the Chosha Mishpah Kol in Merkaz. So the shaila that he was addressing is the following. There was a couple in the process of getting divorced. She was pregnant when they separated. She had a baby boy, and the husband petitioned to Beis Din to issue a stay to prevent the mother from going ahead with the Bris Milah without the father's presence and participation. So they were separated. The father was worried that the mother would have a Bris Milah and cut him out of the picture, and he wanted to take part in his baby's Bris Milah, so he petitioned to the Beis Din to prevent his mother from doing the Milah anyway. In the end, it turned out that the baby was jaundiced, so they couldn't do the Milah Bismana anyway, so the Beis Din wasn't dealing with the Shaila qua Milah Bismana, they were dealing with the Shaila as a Milah Shalom Bismana. And that's basically how he frames the question. What he addresses are two issues that aren't necessarily germane to this particular shaila. They're general, they're not limited to the shaila, general issues about Bris Milah, but that's how he frames the question. We'll talk about those issues, and we'll come back to the actual psak at hand. So number one, the question is there a fundamental difference as far as the chiyuv ha'av when it comes to a Milah Bismana versus a Milah Shelo Bismana? Is the relationship between the father and the mitzvah Milah any way diminished when it comes to mitzvah Shelo Bismana versus a mitzvah bismana? That's question number one. That's different than the famous Dvar Avraham and that whole literature about Mila Shelo Bismana versus Bismana as far as when are you mevatel the mitzvah. So that's the famous Dvar Avraham, Chelek, Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis, where the Kavna Rav argues that as opposed to by a Mila Bismana, where you have the entire day to do the mitzvah, and there's only a bitul mitzvah if the entire day passes and you haven't performed Bismila. When it comes to Mila Shelo Bismana, you're mevatel the mitzvah every moment that you don't perform a Bris Milah. So the father has the opportunity to do a Milah Shelo Bismana a minute after an 8 in the morning, and he delays it for an hour, so he's been mevatel a mitzvah for that hour, as opposed to a Milah Bismana on day 8, so he has all day. There's a constant, there's a reason Makdim, and he should do it earlier possible, but if he doesn't do it until the afternoon, he hasn't violated anything, he hasn't in any way been mevatel a part of the mitzvah. That's what the Dvar Ram thinks is the Mashmas, the Lashon HaRambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of Milah. With the Rambam, right? Ein molin banav shel adam shelam idaito. Elim kein aver v'nimna lamulo shebezdin malin osav al karkol. Get back to that. Nisalim ibezdin v'lamalu asoki sheyagdil hu chayv lamul asatmo. V'chol yom v'yom sheyavar alav mi sheyagdil v'lo yamul asatmo. Harehu mevatel mitzvas aseh. So that's talking about the obligation of the son himself to be mal himself and becomes a gadol. But that formulation of the Rambam of kol yom v'yom, Dvar Avraham thinks really means kol shav v'shav. Every moment that you have the opportunity to perform a milah, that's shelo bismana, you're in violation of a bitul mitzvahs aseh. And therefore, he comes up with his famous chiddush that if you have two milahs to perform, one of them is a baby whose milah is bismana, the other is a baby whose milah is shelo bismana, you should do the milah shelo bismana first, because the consequences of delaying the milah shelo bismana are greater than the delaying the milah bismana, as long as you finish the milah bismana on that same day.
Why does he read Yom Yom Shav Shav? It actually would imply just the opposite of what he's saying.
Right. So there's a Perisha Mishnayis in the Rambam in Perik Reblessed Demila that the way he has the Perisha Mishnayis, it sounds more like it's every moment. So he reads out Perisha Mishnayis back into the Rambam. He has other rayas also. This isn't his main raya, but this is the Rambam that he quotes in that context. Correct. If you read that Rambam in a vacuum, you don't get that impression. And that's against the Piskei Shuva, quoted in Yarudeya Simon Reish Samachay, the Piskei Shuva quotes Achronim, who say the opposite psak, that if you have a Milah Bismana, the Milah Bismana takes precedence over the Milah Shelo Bismana, because that is Chaviva Mitzvah Bishait. Okay, but that's not the shaila at hand here. The shaila at hand here is there a quantitative difference in the mitzvah sa'av when it comes to mila bismana versus mila shalom bismana? That's number one. And number two, there's also a din, as we'll see in a moment, that if a father is unable to perform bris mila, there's a mitzvah on bezdin. So what is the gather of that mitzvah on bezdin to perform a bris mila b'makom ha'av? Does that apply only when the father is not around and able to perform the mila? Does it even apply where the father is able to perform the mila, but he's delaying it for his own personal reasons, but he's saying, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it a different day, I'm not going to do it today? Does Bezdin have a role there also? And there, is there a difference between mila bismana and mila shelo bismana as well? So take a look at the pack in front of you, the Mishnah that we're all familiar with, Kedushin Daf Katesam and Aleph, Mitzvah HaBen Al Av, Mitzvah HaAv Al Ben. So one of the classic examples of Mitzvah HaBen Al Av, the Gemara says, is a mitzvah mila, mitzvah that a father must perform on behalf of his son, or with his son. So the Gemara says, four lines in the bottom of short lines, Lamula Minala, this is Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Beno, next week, etc. And where the father doesn't perform mila, then the mitzvah is incumbent upon Bezdin to be mal the son. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't seem to indicate, neither as far as the chiyuv av per se, nor as far as the role of Bezdin, any distinction between mila bismana or mila shelo bismana. And that's the impression you get if you open up Shulchan Aruch as well. Skip to page 1, 2, 3, 4 of the packet. Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Simen Reish Samach Aleph. Im lo mal ha'av ispino chayavim bezdin lamulo. Vim lo maluhu bezdin chayiv hu kishayag di lamos atzma vim lo mal chayiv kares. Says the Ramot, ubechol yom ovrim ba'onchim elu. For every day that you're not mal and you have the opportunity to, then there's a bittel essay. Fine. So again, in the Mechaber Derma, there's no indication of any distinction between Mila Bismana and Mila Shelo Bismana, neither as far as the Chiyuv Av, nor as far as the role of Bezdin. There is a interesting comment in the Matzot HaShekel that the later Achronim pick up on, and many disagree with, that seems to suggest a contrary approach. Turn back now to the second page. This is in Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber in Simen Tuf Mem Dalis if Zion. Mechaber Rice is based on the Mishnah Masechet Maholich B'Yom Arbasar L'Dvar Mitzvah. If a person's on his merry way an Erev Pesach to perform a mitzvah, Kigon Lamal Espino Olechol Seudas Erisin B'Beis Chamav V'Nizkar Sheyesh Lo Chametz B'Beis Chamav, so he's ready on the way to perform another mitzvah, and he remembers that he forgot to take care of the chametz he left at home. And Yuchal Lachzer L'Beisa U'Levar V'Lachzer L'Mitzvah So Yachzer V'Yivar. So if he has enough time to go home and be Mevar the chametz and then resume his journey to perform the mitzvah, that's the optimal approach. Vim lav yivelena belibo, and if he's not able to do both, so he should rely on bittel. Fine. So the Magen Avraham comments here in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Yivelena belibo dibemaka mitzvah kmuah adaraisa. That even though lichachili should do beer, but strictly speaking, bebitel ba'al masagi, so b'makom mitzvah, we can just rely on the deraisa and he can do bitel. Mashma, de'im hu mitfilas sha'a shishi salamawa. Sounds like if it's past hour 6 in Erev Pesach, de'ena reshusa, where min ha'Torah, these man yisra chametz already kicks in, and it's not considered Bershusa Levatel anymore, then Yachzer Miyad, then Bittel's not an option, and he has to go home to get rid of the Chametz before he has to do beer. Kach Mashma Barama, Mishum, the high essay, the high essay. It's true that both are essays. You have an essay of Tashbisu and an essay of Mila. The essay, the Tashbisu Tamid Tfei, Shekel Shaita over love. However, the essay of Tashbisu is more constant, Chomer Tvei, it's more Chomer, because every moment you're violating Tashbisu, Mashen Ken B'Mila, as opposed to Bris Mila, where there's no constant violation. So what are we talking about here? Tashbisu, you violate every moment after Chasos and Erev Pesach, and Bris Mila, you're not violating every moment. So the Dvar Avraham says, Lishitaso, this is a ray for him. We're talking about a Mila Bismana. A Mila Bismana, you don't violate every moment. You just violate the end of the day if you haven't yet done Mila. As opposed to Mila Shalom is Mana, where Lishitasa Devar Vam thinks you violate the Bitul Asay every moment. So we're talking about a classic case of Mila Bismana. And correct. So that's the Rambam assumes that the Pashis is Mila Bismana, because Mila Shalom Bismana is Lo Shliach. The normal case of Bismila is a Mila B'yam HaShmini. But you're right, there's no clear mashmah, so that's what the Rambam assumes. However, the Machzis HaShekel assumes the opposite. The Machzis HaShekel here, commenting on the Magen Avraham, says no. It must be talking about a Mila Shalom Bismana. Why? If it's a Mila Bismana, so then both essays are of absolutely equal strength. And my Ulmi Mehayasei. So writes the Machzis HaShekel. What's different about a Mila Shalom Bismana? L'chor Ola Baruchi. Degamim avar yom ches achiyav ala avlama halo mikol makom ein bo chiyav daraisa. So even though there is a chiyav ala av after yom hashmini, but a mila shalom bismana, the chiyav ala av is not min haTorah. It's a lower level chiyav. What's his raya? Dehad bekedushin daf kavtes yafina da av chayv lamal bino midichsev yom al avram misitzak bino kasher tiva. So again, what's the raya? What's the raya for the mitzvah av ala ben? Vayam lil Avram Yitzchak Beno on day 8. So Avram Avinu is Mal Yitzchak on day 8. So all you see is that there's a mitzvah sa'av to be Malis Beno on day 8. Mila Shalom is Mana, you have no Raya. So that's the Machzis HaShekel's understanding of this Magen Avraham. We're talking about a Mila Shalom is Mana, and Dafka Mila Shalom is Mana, you don't have the same level of Chiyah for the father, and that's why the essay of Tashbisu is more Chamor than the essay of Neil. If you look at the Mishnah Brewery here in the Shaar Tzion, Sifkat and Kavdal, he has kind of a fused approach that adopts both part of the Machzis HaShekel and another Mahalach to explain how really the Magen Avraham should be talking about both Mila Bismana and Mila Shalom Bismana equally. Be that as it may, that's an interesting comment to the Machzis HaShekel, who seems to assume that there is a fundamental difference between the nature of and the strength of Chiyav Av Lamal Espano when it comes to Mila Bismana versus a Mila Shelo Bismana.
The Bezdin would be Dereza, but
we didn't get the Bezdin yet. No, not necessarily.
No, because the Gemara is there from the Pasek.
Right.
So how did the Chiyav Dereza be for the Bezdin, but not for the father when it shifts?
It's a good aura. You know, the Gemara is quoting a different pasuk, the pasuk in Tazria for the Chiyah Bezdin, and no indication there that there's any distinction between Mila Bezmanah and Mila Shalom Bezmanah.
It's definitely Mila Shalom Bezmanah.
Not definitely. So maybe on that day. You could have argued that. There's not much mouse. I mean, the Sukkim Tazri also are Bayam HaShmini, so he doesn't explain that at all. He doesn't address it. Maybe he would argue that the Mrs. Haben, Mrs. Bezdin also is only Bayam HaShmini. He doesn't explain it, but it's a good Aram Mordechai.
What's the Pashas this Rima that we did before? B'chol yom v'yom ovim unfeilo.
The Pashas is probably not like the Dvar Vam, that if by the end of the day you didn't do the Mila, you violated an essay. There's a bit to essay. No, that's not the Pashas. And we generally assume l'halacha, not meaning I think l'halacha, if we had a Mila Bismana, Mila Shalom Bismana, we would do the Mila Bismana first. So I don't think we assume like the Dvar Vam l'halacha.
This Machzis HaShekel is saying
he's saying Shad in the Magen Avraham. He's explaining.
The Magen Avraham says that the
distinction between Tashbisa
and Mila is that
Tashbisa
is over
B'chol Shaita
V'Shaita.
That's why you're not over B'chol Shaita V'Shaita.
That's not
Tashbisa
and the Magen Avraham.
But that
stretch.
Is still.
Yeah, it's a stretch to say that that's the Das of Magen Avraham.
He says, and he acknowledges, the Master of the Shackle then acknowledges that the Ramah does not sound this way, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch that we just quoted. But this is his suggestion. He acknowledges from the Ramah it's not mashed from that way, and the Darkei Moshe of course, the Kolbo is not mashed from that way. But he has this suggestion within the Magen Avraham. The Sefer Bris, Rabbi Perutinsky's wonderful Sefer on Bris Mila, so he quotes the Rambam Perush of Mishnayos Perek Lasa Demila, who's also the Feirish against the suggestion of Matzah Sashekel. The Rambam writes in Perush of Mishnayos, V'chol Zman Shelo Yamol Via Arel Via Overal Mitzvah Saseshis Higias Mano, that every time, any day that the father is a mal, the son, even Shalom is mana, he violates the bitul asei. So it sounds like the mitzvah sa'av is equally strong, b'mila Shalom is mana as a mila bismana. So the Master Zashakal, I think, is generally not accepted, but it is a suggestion, so to speak, on the books. What about the role of Beis Din, and under what circumstances can Beis Din step in the place of the father? So there's a fascinating tshuva of the Tashbetz, which is probably very difficult to read in this old print here, but not so bad. The Tashbetz is Chela Gimel Simen Ches. Tashbetz was addressing the following situation. Apparently there was someone who had a Mila to perform on Tisha B'Av, and he was very insistent that the Mila be performed in conjunction with a Seuda, so he didn't want to do the Bris Mila on Tisha B'Av because he couldn't have a Seuda, so he pushed off the Mila till the day after Tisha B'Av. And the community was up in arms. How could you do such a thing? That's a violation of doing a Mila B'Zman, and they wanted to put him in Cheirim, so they asked the Tashbetz what he thought about it. So the Tashbetz says, even if you didn't know what the din is, even if you didn't ask for him, but we never heard of such a thing, you should know on your own that you should delay Bris Mila to Tisha B'Av the day after Tisha B'Av because of a Suda. Adarabba, we have traditions that if a baby has a Bris Mila on Tisha B'Av, you name him Menachem. So obviously we're talking about having a Bris Mila on Tisha B'Av. So it's clearly inappropriate. He even suggests that if it's a choice between having a Bris Mila on Tisha B'Av with a Seuda and having a Bris Mila the day after Tisha B'Av, it would be better to have the Mila B'Zman and have a Seuda on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is only Divrei Kabbalah and Bris Mila is Min HaTorah. So he says, Yosir Karav Hayalasos Asuda Bosayom Lavrel Esse Shel Divrei Kabbalah V'lo Lavrel Esse Shel Torah She'iser Bechila B'Tisha B'Av Eino Ala Esse Shel Divrei Kabbalah V'Mila B'Zman He Esse Shel Divrei Torah. So if this guy's going to be a stickler that he wants to have the Suda together with the Bris Mila, then he should have the Suda on Tisha B'Av and do the Bris Mila on Tisha B'Av, then delay the Bris Mila till the day after. Fine. But after all the death settles and the guy actually did it, so the question he's addressing is, what recourse do we have? Would it be appropriate for Beis Din to step in? Beis Din is the representative of the community, the Beis Din that's supposed to step in where there's no father, and do the Bris Mila against the wishes of the father on Tisha B'Av, which is a Mila B'Zmanah. So he writes, it is true that B'Yom HaShmini you have the right to give a guy Malkus, Kofin HaShiyom HaRotzani, the Kofin Al HaMitzvah, so you're allowed to force someone to perform a Mitzvah Saseh that he has to perform Ashetetze Nafsho. That's true. But he writes, but since at the end of the day you didn't beat the guy up, and he ended up doing the mitzvah the next day, so at the end of the day, bottom line, he did the mitzvah eventually. So no point in putting him in cheirim now. He'll get his punishment at Olam Haba, or he'll miss that Tzchar Mitzvah, but bottom line, he did the Bris Mila, so there's nothing more to do. But, he says, let's say, what is the gedder of the involvement of Beis Din in place of the father? So he writes, Im lo mal oso aviv he mitzvah Beis Din k'mo shizkir b'risham b'kedushin, the Gemara just quoted, k'she'en aviv kan. That's if the father's not around. Aval kisha aviv kana, the father is around, a mitzvah zumutalas al Beis Din. So if the father's around, then there's no mitzvah on Beis Din. Shrei amru perikachol is ena damal ben ish baal karcho. And then he says, the Rambam quotes, a mal in the benoshel adam shalom idaito elam kain avar venimna. Lashon Rambam that we had just read, perik aleph halacha beis. Ein molin bano shel adam shelo midaito elam kein aver v'nimna melamulo. If he violated and prevented himself from doing the mila, then bez in malin sabal karcha. Near midvara, what's on the Rambam? She'im lo aver v'nimna. If it's not that the guy violated and intentionally avoided doing the bris mila, elishu misatzel, but he's just lazy about it. Ein chayavin la'asos bismana. So you don't have to step in and intervene, even at the expense of doing a mila bismana. Aval yichayavin la'kofo afilo aydei akos kevin shelo hayila ones k'mashik asadi. You should beat the guy up, kofin ala mitzvos, but you don't have the right to be mal bal karcho if he's saying I'll do it tomorrow. So when do we say Bezin has the right to step in, or Bezin has the responsibility to step in the place of the father? That's if the father's not around, or if the father absolutely refuses to do bris milah under any circumstances. But if he has his own calculations why he wants to delay it, even if there are faulty calculations, even if the calculations are shalok yedin, nevertheless, Bezin doesn't have the right to step in and intervene to do a milah under those circumstances. That's the Tashbeitz, Chela Gimel, Simen Ches. Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Rei Samach Aleph Sif Hei, Rei Samach Aleph Hei, says himself, he begins with the contrary position, and then he thinks at the end that the notion of Beis Din intervening is even relevant in a situation where the father wants to do the milah shelo bismana, and Beis Din has the ability to enforce the bismana. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to think that Beis Din has the right and perhaps the responsibility to insist that a milah be done bismana, even if the father is willing to do it later on. Rav Asher Weiss writes in a piece in Parshas Tazria, in the Minchas Asher LaTorah, that he doesn't think the Aruch HaShulchan has much of a basis in the classic sources. He thinks that the Tashbeitz is more normative. In the psak here from this rabbi in Be'er Sheva, he does quote an Orchos Chaim Hilchos Mila Os Zayin, who writes that if a father is lazy, then Beis Din does have the right to step in to be mal. So there may be a position in Rishonim that is supportive, at least somewhat, of what the Aruch HaShulchan says. But bottom line, it seems like the more consensus opinion is that the role of Beis Din is limited to a case where the father is unavailable, or the father is absolutely, unequivocally unwilling to do a bris milah, not a case where he's just going to delay it a little bit. So in the end, what happened in Be'er Sheva? So the Dayan here suggested that the Beis Din should see to it that the parties come to an agreement whereby the father can participate in the bris milah, even in theory, if making those arrangements would cause a milah bismana to become a mishalah bismana. In this case, everybody was shalah bismana. But the father has the right to participate, and Beis Din can't intervene against the wishes of the father. He writes that if the mother would be unwilling to allow the participation of the father, then Beis Din should issue a directive that would prevent the mother from doing the bris milah without the father. I'm not sure how they would go about doing that, or how they would be enforceable. But that's his suggestion. Then, in the end, apparently what happened was the sides came to some mutual agreement whereby they allowed the father to participate. The postscript that he has here is that even once he agreed to terms, so to speak, about having a bris milah with the participation of the father, there was a dispute about who would be the sandik. The mother wanted her father to be the sandik, and the father wanted his father to be the sandik. So who wins there? So he has a little analysis here about who has the right to sandikos. So he thinks the mashmos of the Ramah writes, Reisam Mechayid Aleph, Noagin Lahadir Achar Mitzvah Zu, Liya Sandik Lipos Atino Klamolo, V'yafa Koach HaSandik Mikoach HaMoa Lakdimu Lakriyas HaTorah, that a sandik is even a stronger role in bris milah than the moel. The kol sandik havi kemaktir kitores, and he quotes the Chasam Sofer here in Tshuva Arachai and Kufnun Tes, who explains that the reason the sandik has a stronger role than the moel is that the moel is simply doing a ma'isa mitzvah. The sandik is both being misayeya to the ma'isa mitzvah; he's holding down the baby so that the moel can do the milah, and he's keilu part of the mizbeach, which is another milah. Because the imagery of bris milah parallel to mizbeach, so the sandik is serving the mizbeach that the baby is being placed on. So there's somehow a dual role, both misayeya to the ma'isa mitzvah and the role as being a mizbeach. So that is all part of the chiyuv of lomel ispano. So it's logical to assume that the father should have the right to determine sandikos because it's part of his mitzvah of milas ha'av. However, he notes that in the Lekad Yosher, the Talmud of the Tumas Hadeshen, Leket Yosher writes that the minhag was in his place, Frankfurt, was to give sandakos to the choice or the candidate of the mother. However, he also says that the Leket Yosher himself records that the minhag was that the right to name the first baby went to the father, like the Rabban of the Torah. So he says, but our practice is usually the mother has the right to name the first baby, and in this case they had already agreed that the mother would have the naming rights for the baby. So he says, in this case, even the Leket Yosher should agree because he only allowed the sandakos to go to the mother because the father has the right to name the baby. Here the mother's going to have the right to name the baby, so even according to the Leket Yosher, it's only fair that the father should have the right to sandakos. In the end, they made a pshara, and neither the mother's father nor the father's father was the sandak, and they had the father find another rav to be the sandak. That was the custom of Shlishi, and I wouldn't say everyone lived happily ever after, but at least the mila took place within a reasonable amount of time. Okay. And we had some material to have a shiur about.
Is there a presumption that if a bismana baby is not done bisman, it's some kind of chisaron to the baby?
I don't think so. Yeah, that's the chiyuv ha'av, and the chiyuv ha'av
could have, like, the ma'isim, it could have been on, you know, on the day, but then it wasn't. It was too late.
I don't think that affects the baby in any way.
No, I don't think so.
The mitzvah sa'av, so the father lost his opportunity to do a mitzvah bismani. He was about to win a say for that amount of time. But there's no effect on the baby. The baby's fine, the baby will have a wonderful life. And
then the other case about Tisha B'Av, does the father, if it was a low bisman baby,
right,
does the father have more of a leg to stand on and they could delay the bris? In other words, the baby was worried for the bris on Tisha B'Av, even though it was a bisman. So you would have done
more
it.
Of a leg, probably more of a leg, because but bottom line.
Because it was a bisman
right,
anyway.
But Lamaisa, we assume that a Mila Shalab bisman should take place the earliest day possible.
But then he's not fighting this man element. He wants to have a suda with the bris, so he could have more of a leg to stand on.
He might have more of a leg to stand on, but the psak still will be the same, that the bris should be done in Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the suda afterwards.
End of the day.
Break fast.
Yep.
How much sandakos does he get? Yeah, some say the sandakos today is not the goal. No, it's only half a job.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But he quotes a Ben Ishchai that someone asked a Ben Ishchai, the local Moel who did all the milas wanted to, when he had his own baby, he wanted to be mechabed a different Moel to do the mila of his son so he could be the sandak. And the Ben Ishchai thinks that's not such a horrible idea, which is quite amazing because we usually assume that it is the mitzvah sa'av, so better that he should do the meal himself if he's able to. But
based on what you explained tonight,
so that was his husband.